It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Price City Mayor Michael Corianis. We got to talk about the things going on in Price City. I mean, we've got flip bits. You're going to know what that is by the time we're done talking here. We're going to talk a little bit about the Price City mural that's going on, the longest mural in Utah, and a few other things when we get towards the end. Plus, we got to wrap up and talk a little about the Renaissance Fair that's coming up on May 7th. Mayor Mike Corianis, thank you so much for coming in today.
Dave, it's my pleasure to be here.
Well, let's first off, how are things going in Price City?
Well, it's exciting. There's good things and there's bad things, but you know, it's all exciting because the community's rallying together. And that's what we love.
That's what everybody likes to hear. So let's start off with the longest mural in the state of Utah.
Oh, that's going to be very exciting. You know, here with our Main Street USA, we were able to acquire some money from a grant that we're going to put a mural on Bookcliff Sales. And that mural is going to start from one on Carbon Avenue all the way to 100 West. And this mural is going to depict how we all evolved, Carbon County evolved. And so, you know, Kate Kilpatrick is going to start with an atom or a coal, and then out of that coal comes all these people and all the diversity of these people that came into Carbon County and worked our coal mines, coke ovens. That's what it's going to be. And, you know, the mural's going to have a little bit of, if you've ever been in City Hall and our mural in there, that's what it's going to have. And I hope people will take advantage of this mural. Bookcliff Sales, they're going to put up 50 lights along that wall, so it'll be lit up during the night. You know, we can enjoy it during the night. The business owners have signed a lease agreement in that parking lot. I've talked to each of those building owners and business owners about this mural. So we're going to be cleaning up that parking lot and taking care of it. That's the partnership between Price City and Bookcliff Sales. And that's exciting.
And everybody in that block. And you were saying that there may come a time where you'll hold events down there. You may have, you know, the farmer's market may be down there once or twice, or concerts and things like that.
Yeah.
Just to get people down in that area. What a great area for like a street fair or something.
Exactly, Dave. I mean, we're talking about, with some money that we could acquire from a grant, have events where we could have bands down there, have dances, have different things. So it'll be an exciting place to hang out and do different things. And here's where the community can use that parking lot and say, hey, what about this? I'm like, love it. Let's make it happen.
All right. So we've got that coming. When is she going to get started on that mural?
So Kate is doing two murals. I don't know if you've talked about the other mural on the Studebaker building. That's the building, the bike shop building on the side. People, if they haven't seen the scaffolding there, again, Main Street USA grant, facade grant, where that mural is going to be a Studebaker with the grandpa, Mr. Hillis, standing by this, or Dragatis, standing next to the car, and it's going to be awesome, too. So Kate's doing that. So your answer, when she starts, she was supposed to start April 1st, but we had to get all these MOUs and signatures on this agreement. So I'm hoping she starts next week.
All right. So we've got that coming at us. And let's talk about, what are flip bits?
Flip bits. Let's talk about that. So Miles Nelson came to me and asked me if the state has reached out to us because of our Water Conservancy Committee, that we talk about conserving water. And this year is really critical. So Price City is taking the lead to get rid of our park strips slowly but surely around City Hall. We've chose this area around the fire station to get rid of that park strip. And the state is coming in to help us with landscaping. And from that, FlipBits is hoping that other people in the community will get rid of their park strips and save water. And just to kind of give you an idea how much water you can save if you get rid of your park strip, they are saying between 5,000 and 10,000 gallons, you know, a year. That's huge.
It is, especially with the situation that we're going to be faced with this summer. It's not going to be as good as it was last year.
Right.
So we've got that coming at us. So this is another great opportunity. And you said that the state is actually coming down?
Yes, on May 19th, they're coming down. So we are working with them. The gentleman came down yesterday and met with Price City employees and the directors, Brett Cammons and Miles Nelson, and talked about the area. And are coming up with the landscape architect is coming up with a plan on how we're going to do that. We're hoping to get some statues in there and some different things that will make the citizens look and say, you know what, I'd like that. I'll do that with my park strip. Hopefully, Price City, and we're working on those details. Maybe Price City and the residents, we can work out something where we help them with that park strip.
All right, so we've got that, and then there was one other thing that you wanted to touch on before we talk Renaissance Fair.
Oh, yes. So if people don't know, Price City used to have a building inspector, and you get your, you know, business or not, your building inspection done by Price City. Well, now, in your building permit, now you go to the county. So we have, the county is working with us, doing our inspections for us. So if people don't know, building inspector is done at the county. Now there's some consistency between all the cities, Helper, Wellington, East Carbon, Price. That is huge in my eyes, because my first 4 years as a mayor, I had lots of calls from people saying this is not right or whatever. So this is exciting for me.
This is a good thing, because it takes phone calls off of your desk.
Amen.
All right, so let's wrap up just a little bit and talk about something fun that's coming up on May 7th. And we have had Megan and Lane in here a couple of different times talking about it, and it's the Renaissance Fair.
Yes.
This is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, I think so. And you know, this is a competition, and it's not a fake competition. This is a real competition. If people didn't see the guys from our St. Patrick's Day parade, I was talking to one of them, and he was showing me his helmet, where he actually had a big dent in it from a real axe hitting his head. I mean, this is a full-fledged competition, puts you to the ground kind of deal, and it's full on. And so... The citizens will be amazed with this.
In other words, what he's saying is they mean business.
Oh, yes.
They mean business, and you guys are going to have them out there. It's going to be basically, once again, I've thrown that word around twice now, like a street fair there at the Peace Gardens.
Yes, and it's exciting. We're hoping to have vendors there, with food trucks, different things, and... I mean, this is going to be fun.
I was told that there will be turkey legs there. You can't have a Renaissance Fair without a turkey leg.
Right.
So head on down there once again, May 7th, down at the Peace Gardens. And most of the information is right there on Price City's website.
Correct. Yeah. Facebook is, Lane's got it out there.
So head on down for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Well, Mayor Mike Curianis, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you helping us catch up with the things that are going on in Price.
Yeah.
Sounds like there's a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And, you know, I just love the citizens coming together and helping us, you know, work on these different projects. But if someone has an idea, come to us and let us know.
That's what it's all about.
Thanks.
Thank you once again. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.